Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moments so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was jazzy.
Oh, well, that's why they call me Jazzy Pete.
Don't trigger me. Remember, I had a jazz breakdown.
Oh, my God, you had a jazz breakdown at the weekend.
Wait, what?
Can I tell you about this?
Oh, please.
And then after, we'll talk about our types. We actually had an interesting conversation before we started this, and we wanted to continue it on the podcast.
Yeah. The best quality conversation happens before we start recording.
we want you all to know that.
We're going to start talking about it. We're like, what did I say?
We're going to generate incredible content, but it's just for us.
People are like, it's called friendship. We're like, no, no.
No.
It's content creation.
I just showed Mickey my best content.
Hey. Hey, by the way, Sarah's wearing a great top.
Oh,
it's got Van Gogh embroidered on it. How would you say that?
Yeah, it's like a patch. I think it's one of those. It's sewn on. Yeah, it's a little embroidered patch.
Nicotine patch.
Nicotine patch. I'm giving up smoking.
Yeah,
they do these fancy ones.
It's a patch, yeah.
It's Starry Night.
Original part of the jumper. Or it is.
No, I bought it like this. The patch was included. Yeah. Tell us about your breakdown.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you about my jazz breakdown. For anyone who listens to the podcast, I'm not in the best mental health of my life state. I'm pretty anxious.
What?
Patrick has been saying he's been calling it Mickey's on high alert.
Oh, yeah.
Like a constant state of high alert.
All the cannons are pointing out.
Yeah. So that's me at the moment. And it will get better. But at the weekend, I was meeting Patrick's family for lunch. And
oh, no, you didn't tell me that bit of this.
Yeah. And it was at a pub. And at the pub, they were playing live jazz.
Nice.
But it was very loud because, I don't know why they didn't tell the people booking a table for pub lunch that
feels
there
like
was going to be
something you should mention.
Live jazz.
Yeah,
because it was not like the live jazz was accompanying the atmosphere at the pub. It was a concert, basically.
Yeah.
So it was really loud. And I immediately became incredibly overwhelmed. And then and you know when you're just like, it's fine. I'll get through it. It's fine.
It's just jazz.
It's just jazz. It's fine. And then I was sat down and I was trying to control my breathing whilst also looking like you're not trying to control your breathing because I was with my boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was doing a good job because I think I was just staring into space when people were trying to talk to me. I couldn't hear them because the jazz was very loud.
Aforementioned jazz.
And then Patrick was like, he was like, Mickey, do you need to go outside for a moment? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And then the saxophone started doing a solo. I burst into tears. Then Patrick took me.
She hates jazz. He's like carrying you out. I'm so sorry, she hates jazz.
Then Patrick had to like, he was like calming me down. He was like hugging, and he was like, Her
father was a saxophone, and he was very abusive.
And all I could say to him was just, it was just too much jazz. It was too much jazz. I'm like crying. Too much jazz.
Good, you're so right.
Too jazzy. Those cats were too hip. Those cats.
It's too much jazz.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was in a state.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And did the band see you?
I
did
hope,
they see you having to be a supporter? It's their first gig ever.
Oh my god.
They're like, I think we've really got something at the end. Did you see that woman crying and plugging her ears and having to be carried? They never play again.
Oh my god. No. And then Patrick made his whole family move to the garden.
Oh, that's so
in the
nice.
Dead of winter.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that I did not have to deal with the jazz.
And did you explain it to Patrick's family, or do they just think you're afraid of?
Well, luckily,
can't handle the music.
Luckily, their precious little boy is anxiety ridden.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick, for being mentally ill for so much longer than I have.
Shout out to your mental illness.
Yeah, shout out to your mental illness.
Big up.
You really did
Big
us a
up.
Solid today.
And yeah, so I think his family was just like, well, look at these, like calls to like with these two.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, now we get it.
Okay. It's starting to make sense.
Patrick has the same thing with blues, actually.
Yeah. Too much blues. Yeah, so we all had to go outside, and then I calmed right down.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But that's it was good. Like a real case of sensory overload. I've never, ever experienced it.
I'm surprised everyone else wasn't bothered, because if it's like live instruments and you're right there, it must have been really hard to talk.
I did not understand why, when the first person walked in who had booked the table, did not immediately go, obviously we're not doing this.
This is not, I came here to have lunch.
Yeah, we came here to like have lunch and catch up.
Yeah.
But no, it had to
assaulted.
Yeah, it had
to, like a cacophony of jazz.
It had to be my jazz breakdown that got us all out of there. Oh,
the
my
whole
goodness.
The whole restaurant moved outside with you. Yeah, we're one big family actually. Where she goes, we go.
No, people were loving it. That's also why I was like, I think this is like, I'm having like an extreme reaction to this because,
yeah,
like, look at everyone else.
Mm.
I find...
No, I empathize with you. Sorry, that was a very sarcastic.
I find...
What's the matter? Are you scared of a little jazz?
I find, like...
Now when I hear a saxophone, I go...
He's back! I find like overwhelming noise in any kind of, if you're trying to sit around a table and socialize, it's like, I can't do it. I just find it so stressful. And I like have those like loop earplug things, but sometimes it's just so horrible.
It's horrible. And I think, here comes a take, I think that all pubs play their music too loud.
I do.
In Amsterdam, do, yeah. You know, a lot of them don't play music. It's just a like nice like murmur of people chatting.
I don't get it when you go to like a nice bar or a restaurant and they're playing music at like a club level.
Yeah, you have to yell at your friend.
And you're like, I get that you want atmosphere, but we didn't come here for this. I didn't come here for atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give
me the chat.
I came out to slag off somebody. I can't hear my slagging.
Yeah, I'm always really surprised when you go to a pub and they don't have that. I think
it's
Sam
so
Smith's
nice.
Is quite good for, is that a pub?
Yeah, the chain.
Yeah, the chain. Thank you.
Oh my god. I thought you meant the singer.
I know, like, for a second I was
like,
wait,
you go around
the
to their
singer.
House.
No, it is a pub chain.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
have a
they
few,
don't
yeah.
I think they don't play their music loud.
Yes, they don't. No.
Yeah. It's very nice.
This is why I love it in the summertime when you can sit outside all the
yeah,
time.
It's the best.
I can't do it.
Well, you can
it.
Do it in winter too if you have a if you have a big enough jazz breakdown.
I'm listening to an audiobook about misophonia.
Misophonia.
Misophonia. Yeah, because Pierre Novelli recommended it on Instagram.
Do you have it?
I have it. So bad, and it's really, what is it? Really bad right now.
It's when you can't, like, when sounds bother you. So it's people who, like, when people bite into an apple or eat crisps.
Chew just, really loud,
like,
yeah.
Go completely cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, and you kind of have to, like, move away from the noise.
Heidi has it really bad as well.
I find it really challenging, especially on like public transport. Mm. Like it's so, yeah. So I've seen
thank God for noise cancelling headphones.
Yeah, well,
honestly,
this is
the
thing. I walk around with my headphones all of the time, and it's only when I'm traveling with Louisa. I think we've talked about this before because you said that you and Patrick just get on the tube and put your headphones on.
Yeah.
And we do that now. We'll get on the tube and just listen to music separately.
We just like hold them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little cheers.
Yeah. I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Yeah, absolutely not.
Oh, me and Noelle are still in the shouting on public transport phase.
Oh, bless you.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
We'll get there, we'll get there.
It's also worth mentioning that we're meeting on Valentine's Day today, and Mickey and I were like, cool, see you on Wednesday. And Lucas was the only one of the three of us that was like, guys, I actually have plans with my partner.
Oh, I have no plans with my partner. Also, your partner is American. And I do feel like they take a little bit more seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Has she got an invested interest in Valentine's Day?
I mean, she wanted to do something, but she was like, I'm not fussed. We don't have to do anything massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what
we're
I mean.
We're only having lunch, going to a bouncy castle place, and having a massage. There are only three things. It would keep me pretty low-key this year.
You're going to a bouncy castle place?
Oh, yeah. We're going to a... It looks,
sorry,
to be fair,
what?
It looks terrible.
This is extreme. This is the more celebration Louisa and I have done for anything ever.
Oh, agree.
This is the third event. This was a free one that we tacked on. It's like a adult bouncy castle place, and there's like Prosecco.
Oh boy.
So it's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Bouncy castle is going to be covered
soft,
in sperm.
And soft play for adults.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. And we saw the event.
Sounds terrible. I like hard play.
And we saw the event like picture, and it's literally just like a bouncy castle in the corner of like a church hall.
Oh, great.
It looks so
great.
Sad.
I love it.
And we're honestly just excited because
we
think it's going to be
terrible.
When you
weigh more than a child, a bouncy castle really sucks as well.
Oh, yeah?
You
because,
can't get up.
Yeah, because you depress too far into the bouncy castle.
And your center of gravity is all
you need to be
out of whack.
You need
not
to
small.
Be small so that it fires you back up.
Yeah.
But have a nice time.
No, but have a good time. Yeah. See, this is what I mean, because like Patrick and I don't think I've ever done anything for a Valentine's Day. So because it doesn't mean anything to me. Like it really
is it not a thing in the Netherlands?
No, it is. It just doesn't mean anything to me. Like I just have never really I've never really celebrated. I think like when I was younger, there was one year, I don't remember which school it was, but one of the schools I was at, they were doing like the rose thing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Where you can like anonymously give a rose to someone.
It's one, basically it's a big day of being like, let's find out who's ugly.
Yeah. One, it's horrible, but I did get a rose with a really like loving message from someone, and I never found out who it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you are out there, if you are listening, please, she's single. She's available.
Patrick broke up with me straight after the jazz breakdown. You don't love your saxophone, you don't love me.
I can't be with somebody who doesn't like jazz.
Yeah.
Patrick was wearing a trilby at the time.
So I think that was my most exciting Valentine's. I was like, ooh. But I always figured I would find out who it was from, but I never did. And
this is what this podcast is about now. There's got to be a way.
Nah.
We've got to find out.
I don't even know who was in my class.
Anybody who went to school with Mickey listens to this. Get in touch. This is... I've got a lot going on at the moment, but this is now my sole focus. I'm going to find that person.
The one that got away.
No one went to school with me listens to this podcast.
I bet we can find one. If you went to school with Mickey at any point...
There's no...
If you went to school...
Okay.
With Mickey at any point, please get in touch with me. Me. Directly me. I got some questions.
Imagine if you got all these Dutch people coming into your DMs.
Yeah.
No. They don't listen. It's all right. But maybe this one person does.
Maybe.
I'm excited for your search, actually.
What if it was like a janitor or something?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is like, who are these people?
Who are these people?
Did anyone ever get something like that?
No, we never did that at school.
I don't think you should.
That sounded terrible.
Yeah, no, it's
my school had like a sort of mental health policy thing.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't want us to kill ourselves.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea. It sounds like popularity mixed with botany.
But I think that really sums up that school,
I almost
actually.
I said lobotany.
Lobotomy.
Lobotomy.
I think that actually really sums up that school that I went to. It was very... It was the one time I lived in a small town in the Netherlands, and it was very weirdly cliquey.
Sounds American.
It was like an American high school.
That's a super American trait, I feel like. I feel like I've only seen that in like movies and in that one Simpsons episode.
Yeah. But it was like that, like in that school, it was so cliquey, and you genuinely had like the jocks and like, you know, and it was just the weirdest, and no city I ever lived in was like that.
Was there a jazz band?
Except the Jazz Kids.
I was part of, guess. What clique?
Oh, God.
It's got to be horrible. You already know.
I don't know. But
it's all right.
Chess club?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close. I was one of the theater kids.
Oh, yeah, oh, obviously.
That's a normal
trope. No, not in America.
Wait, that was very nerdy. That was not cool.
I suppose. Maybe, I think it's a bit cooler over here. Yeah. Or maybe I was just a theater kid and I was cooler than I thought I was.
No, I think... but here they do drama. Like, this is like, yeah, this is, we don't do drama in school. So it's like you have to sign up to the after school club.
Oh, okay.
That does a musical version of A Midsummer Night's Dream where they write all the songs.
And no one's making you do it.
No one's making you do it.
Giving up your own time.
So before you know it, you have two horns glued to your head. You're playing. You're playing and singing as Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
You were Puck
in a
That's
song.
That's the best part.
That was too high pitched.
How high?
There must be it. I don't know where this. There must be a recording of it somewhere out there. Actually, I have. I think I have it on a CD.
A secret admirer watching
all the while.
Watching from the.
How could it not
from
have been
the rafters?
Yeah. Actually, that year, we didn't do a Midsummer Night's Dream. We did Goldman von Venezia. Which one is that? The Merchant of Venice.
Oh,
and I played Lorenzo.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Well, I was a man.
Oh, right.
This was before I got to play... I think Puck's quite non-binary. I think, like, before I got to play
They're a sprite.
Yeah, they're a sprite. Mm. They're not, like... They're traditionally, I think, played by a guy. But it was played
yeah,
by,
just sort
by
of
me.
Impish...
Impish. That's not gendered.
Yeah.
But before then, I was two men.
They made you play two men?
I was one man one year, a man the next year, and then I got to move on.
We think you're so much of a man, you're playing two men.
And then I got to move on to genderless imp. Mm-hmm. We moved. Never once in that school did they cast me as a woman.
Okay.
I was cast as a woman in a Shakespeare play.
Here we go.
I was Beatrice.
That's traditional.
In
that
Much Ado About Nothing. Yeah, but it was only because we didn't have enough guys to fill all the guy parts.
What? That doesn't
make sense.
We only had two guys. There's only two female parts in Much Ado About Nothing. All the rest are guys. And me and another guy played the two girls. I was Beatrice.
So you didn't have enough girls?
You didn't have enough girls.
That's what I meant. No, we had all the girls played the guy parts and all the guys played the girl parts, like in Shakespeare. And there were only two girl parts, two guys, the only ones who auditioned, played it, and I got the biggest girl part.
Because
I was the biggest girl.
You thought you were pretty cool, hey?
I was pretty cool. Although, there was like a... Would you challenge me?
I had
a bust.
You know Helen Bauer's bit where she didn't know that she was being bullied at school?
I feel
like we're realizing this with Lucas.
No. Everyone laughed at me and took pictures of me in a dress.
Yeah, and I was like, I am
it was
so
funny.
Popular.
It was really funny. Everyone's looking at me. This is great. And there was like a kiss scene in it, and my friend refused to kiss me as well on the cheek.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
What?
She's like, I'm not doing it. Even as a woman, I won't kiss you, Lucas. Especially as a woman.
But you still thought you were cool.
I still knew I was cool.
This girl just did not want to kiss a cool
I'm not backing
guy.
Down. I was cool. I was very cool.
All right, you were cool, fine.
Lucas, your eyes are bleeding.
I was the drama scholar. I was the most popular person in the drama department. I was holding that...
I was the point
guard.
I was
the drama department.
Faculty up. I was the drama department.
I was the drama teacher.
This is the loudest you've ever been. Yeah.
Well, I was taught to project. I'm just implementing my skills here. I love the drama. Yeah, the drama department was my kingdom.
It was the only place I wasn't bullied. It was nice. Yeah.
God, you guys are fucking nuts.
Fuck off.
No,
like you
I was
bullied.
The same. I was bullied like you were.
Look at you.
Look at you sat there.
With your Vincent van Gogh starring attached in the middle of your chest, like it's a Superman like emblem.
That's a head that's been in a toilet. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Pull it so hard.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
Well, guys, should we talk about what we were talking about before?
Yeah, let's talk about what we were talking about before.
So I said to these guys, I came in and I said, I'm debuting my new glasses. Eh? I mean, no one can see this.
They're very cool.
Should I describe them?
Yeah, you describe them, yeah.
Mickey's got a pair of glasses on.
That was good. And
just for context, for the listener, they're glasses.
They're glasses.
They're green. And are they green? Would you call them green?
They are green.
Hmm. But not a lime green.
Okay.
Like a mossy green?
A seaweed.
But a lime green would have been quite a statement.
Would have been a choice.
It would have been a real choice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got these glasses, and then when I showed them to Patrick, he was like, now you're looking Dutch.
Yeah.
So imagine, and I'm wearing glasses, right. They're making me look Dutch as hell.
Yeah.
And then...
They're made out of tulips. The glasses are wearing clogs.
And then I was saying to Sarah and Lucas... You know, the thing that is upsetting is that, like, Patrick is not he's never been, like, into English girls. He's always been, like, I really like European girls. And I was saying, like, that really, his previous girlfriend was half Dutch. And I'm like, that sucks. Because
it's creepy.
It's creepy. And, like, I don't want to be a fetish.
You don't want to be just another one of the thing that he's into.
Yeah.
You want to be special.
And we were talking about type. Like, I want to defy someone's type. Mm. That they love me despite that's not what they go for usually, but oh, they just couldn't help themselves.
Yeah, like you, this is just not what I usually do.
This is not what I usually do.
But I can't resist you.
Yes. Yeah. Instead of like when you check all the boxes and you're just like, this doesn't make me feel special.
No, you're not special in any way.
Yeah. What's your type?
I'm not special either. Louisa's type is orcs.
What?
From Lord of the Rings.
Oh. Yeah.
You think you look like an orc?
That's who she fancies.
Yeah. Do you genuinely...
She likes goblins.
Do you think you look like an orc? Let's get into it.
I think if I were an orc...
Let me describe Sarah.
Yeah.
They look like an orc.
One of their eyes is on the top of their head.
Yeah, there's a lot of different orcs as well. Like, you could be like one of...
I think I'm one of the kind of goblin-y ones.
Nice.
With a big pointy...
Oh, from like movie one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one that can carry a hobbit away.
You're not like the Uruk-hai.
Yeah, I'm not like... But I'm trying. But God damn it, I'm trying.
You can start carrying a club around.
My type.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't think it's... I mean, everyone says this in terms of like... Everyone wants to be like, I'm not shallow, I don't have a physical type. But I think, I suppose in terms of patterns of people I've dated, I would date more feminine people, I suppose.
I think you can say that.
I think you could probably say that. So
you like the ladies.
I like the ladies. I like the ladies.
You like the ladies.
I'd like to hear more about Beatrice, to be honest.
For a minute, I was like, who is that? Oh, it's me.
It's you, Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a bust. I had to wear like a fake bust and bum.
Keep talking. A fake? You, they did you a fake bum?
I did me a fake bum.
Okay.
I didn't have to wear it.
Okay. And you really thought you were cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and do my bum
around
now.
The school with my fake bum.
Guys, don't come in. I'm putting on my bust.
Everyone's like, Lucas, you do not have to do this. He's like, no, no, no. We need the bum.
We need the bum.
No one's going to believe it.
I've got one at home. Don't worry.
Oh, shit. I left my arse at home.
Here's one I made earlier.
How about you? Do you have a type?
Yeah, I was telling Sarah when you were outside. My type is, I don't know if I have physical attributes to types, but every girl, almost every girl I've ever dated has had an attic bedroom. I don't know why,
really...
but that's just something
that
I found out.
What do you mean? Like,
they've had an attic bedroom.
Where they live now or where they grew up?
Usually where they grew up.
They were in the attic.
They were in the attic.
You like them?
They were top of the
house.
Them
attic babes.
He just likes to climb a ladder.
Yeah. I like those loft girls.
You like those loft girls.
Lofty
loft ladies.
Lofty ladies.
Fucking hell. I like it, yeah.
And
so if you would you say you'd walk out on a date if you found out she had her, like, a ground floor bedroom?
Absolutely. Oh, ground floor. That's a red flag.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolute
basic.
Red flag.
Too basic.
Oh, what about basement?
Get out of here.
I used to have a ground floor bedroom.
That's why
that's
there's
why
no chemistry
work.
Between
us. It's not something I look for, because that's a weird question to ask on
it's
a first
not
date.
It's something I look for.
It's just something I've found out.
Yeah.
There's no search criteria on Hinge.
Yeah. You're like, what do all these women have in common?
You're writing to
Me.
Them every day. Could you add an attic bedroom filter, please? I'm just trying to find love.
Really hard to specify. I have to look at pictures of their room.
I just need to know where these women sleep.
It's like when they're too well lit. You're like, I can't love you.
I can't.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, addicts tend to not have like as much light.
Yeah. No, I just love a ceiling that you bump your head on. I love a sloped ceiling.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah, no, every time that they've described their childhood bedroom, they were like, I was in the attic. And I was like, huh.
Slopey.
This might be.
Oh, this is not a current thing.
No.
This is a childhood
thing.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
He likes it when they were kids, they were slopey slopes.
He's like slopey slopes.
Okay, you're making it weird now, Mickey.
Tell me, now we've got our drinks. were you as a slopey slut as a child?
not always at childhood, but at some point they have lived in some the highest room there. of a building.
Wow.
The top floor.
Penthouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you dated one that was a penthouse?
You like rich girls.
You like a moneyed.
One, I guess, it wasn't a penthouse. It was like the fourth floor of the house. So it was a big house.
Ooh.
And they were on the top.
Ooh.
It's mad that you've made this observation, I think.
It's a really weird observation
to make.
What
he's saying
is
that all of Lucas's girls are
But it's
tops.
Happened.
Oh, top.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm getting bottomed in the top
yeah.
of the house.
Wearing your fake ass.
Yes, exactly. Painting a wonderful, vivid picture here, Sarah.
You still got it. You take it everywhere with you. You climb in the ladder
oh
with your ass
God.
Tucked under your arm.
I guess it's quite like Shakespearean, you know, because you have like the donkey that's like, or the horse that's being played by like two people.
That's true.
You know,
did so somebody
like
play your ass?
The horse ass, and then Lucas is like, "Me too. I have one too."
But it's something that happened. So it is a weird thing to observe, but it happened so many times that I couldn't help but observe it. And then the other thing is, I think I've always dated bisexual girls as well. But that makes sense because they're dating me.
Yeah.
And all of their types have been guys who have arses and busts at home.
They like their guys to be a bit of a Beatrice.
They like it versatile.
Yeah. All bisexual. Well, you know, can I be like an old guy podcaster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
But, you know, all these young girls these days, isn't everyone bisexual now? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, guys? Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's Nobody's talking
they're all bisexual, actually.
I'm sounding the alarm. What's happening to our women and girls?
Yeah. Types are stupid.
They don't want a real man anymore.
Right?
What's going on?
They want a guy who wants Beatrice.
They want Beatrice.
Everyone wants a
Beatrice.
We
need a picture of Beatrice, I think.
I'll try and find one.
I'll try and find, but I always say this and then I can't find it because I don't have any of my stuff from when I was a kid. But I'll try and find when I very out of pitch sang as Puck in the Midsummer
Night's Dream. I'd love that. I would love that very much.
I think I have a CD, but I need to find a drive, like, to plug into my...
We were talking about the concept of types being, like, mildly alarming.
Yeah.
In that, like, if somebody has too much of a specific type, for instance, Lucas's attic thing.
Yeah. When does it turn into a fetish?
When do you stop feeling like this person has found you, you're unique, mm-hmm. your personality has shone through, you've met someone who's like, no, you're my person. Mm-hmm. And rather than just being like, are you just with me? Because I, for like 3 months when I was a kid, slept in an attic.
Yeah.
It's a difficult question.
Do you think you can believe in both having types and the one?
It's very... The concept... Oh, let's get into the concept of the one.
I love the concept of the one.
And you're talking the one as in like your soulmate?
Yeah.
Or Neo the Matrix?
Both. Neo from the Matrix is my soulmate. I love... Like the ideas of your other half, like your soul.
You're meant to be
together.
Well, this is very tricky, isn't it? Because I don't know where I stand on it. I think that the world would be very cruel if you had a soulmate. I think that. But I think that there are definitely people that you will connect with on a level that feels very like this just fits.
Yeah.
But then I look at it and I think Louisa and I were friends for what? Like, almost a decade.
Yeah.
And
wouldn't you have known before?
But we did. There was like an attraction. There was feelings there. But
you knew she was your soulmate.
I know. I didn't know that. That would be insane. That would be absolute.
No, let's bring that into the world.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. You're my soulmate. Okay. See you in 8 years.
But you should do that.
Yeah.
If it was true and you did have soulmates, you should be like, all right, let's not do this when we're 19.
Let's park this.
Yeah. Let's park this. I'm going to go out there fucking.
Yeah, I just think explicitly saying I'm just going to park you right there.
Yeah,
whilst I go shag a load of other people.
Yeah, but then she can as well. No. Listen, all these girls—they're all bisexual these days, and they want to go out there and they want to experience different things.
No. They want to do something with women. I don't know what, but it's something.
I've got no idea.
It keeps me up at night, whatever it is.
Imagine googling it. You should see these images.
Imagine if you had deprived Louisa from shagging a man.
Yeah, that would feel so good. No, I think you need to go out there. You need to sow your wild oats. Mm. You need to discover how awful the world is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then come straight back to Sarah.
And then run into my arms.
To my waiting arms.
Ah, I knew you'd come back.
What about you, Lucas?
What the concept of the one?
Yeah, what's your take?
I just need to clarify that I was joking that whole time.
Yeah, obviously.
I know.
Oh my God.
I was joking that whole time.
Give our listeners,
I swear,
some cred.
I am kidding. Louisa is a virgin. Oh, God.
That's really funny.
If you listen to this one, I love you so much. I'm so sorry.
You made it so much worse.
I can't listen to this one.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, oh, we didn't record an episode this week.
You have to block Louisa from listening to this episode.
The other day. Please. Sorry.
Oh, God.
So sorry.
What now?
The other day, I went to see Annie Magliano at Bloomsbury Theatre. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And actually, maybe I'll tell the story on the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Even I'm excited.
Accidental intrigue.
Ooh.
That was like a trailer.
It was.
For a story.
Everyone will dangle want to that. Hear this story, but instead, let's go to Lucas, I guess.
What's your time?
What's your take?
On the one?
Yeah.
I was on that.
Yeah. I want to hear it.
Yeah, no, I guess I believe in it. I do think having like the idea...
You believe in it?
Well... Maybe. I think I don't like other half. Like, I think that's a pretty detrimental thing. Like, if you're incomplete without another person, I don't think that'll make you very happy. But I think there are lots of ones.
Oh, okay, yes.
But I think the feeling, I think the feeling is very real. That's what I mean. I believe in the feeling.
I don't dislike the phrase other half, but I think about it more as like we're a team.
Yeah.
And that's the other half of my team rather than the other half of my person.
Yes, so I think
about it more in that sense.
Like you're obviously a whole person.
I'm a whole load of person. Ooh. Guys, I'm wearing Lucas's fake ass.
I think
I'm a whole lot of person. That's where
been looking for that.
I always think with the one, I don't believe in it, but I think that's just from like I've just fancied too many people in my life, and you know, there were points in my life where I was like, I think I could fall in love with a garbage can if it looked at me nicely enough, and you know, I feel like and
we could have probably you said get sadder and sadder. This is getting worse. The more you talk, the more unhappy I feel.
That's what I want from people.
I don't believe in soulmates.
Who see me live?
Because one time I had sex with a garbage can.
I could have, and if it looked at me nicely enough, I would have been like, we could have made it at least 5 years.
He bought me back.
But so I don't believe in that. But I do think it's funny when people who don't believe in it go like, really, you think the one is in your town? Out of 7 billion people on the planet, really? You think you met the one in your hometown? It's like, yeah, probably. Like, you would have most in common with someone from your hometown.
What's that thing that people say? It's like, you've met your soulmate or the person, your life partner by the time you're 25. Like, you'll have met them. Like, you might not be with them, but you'll have met them.
Well, that was really true for you.
Was that true for you? No.
No! I have not met Patrick Spicer. And I have not met the one yet either. He's out there.
But you've met the person who gave you that rose on Valentine's Day at school.
That is a specific podcast reminder. I'm so sorry. That is literally...
What could it possibly be?
It's to remind me to do the near miss that somebody sent in.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh.
Okay, let's do it now.
Okay. Any final thoughts on the one?
Yes, if you're out there.
It's the person who gave you the rose. They're your one. You've already met them. You just don't know who they are.
See, and I met them in my hometown.
Oh my God, if you're Mickey's soulmate, message right me.
Sorry. Email us at mickeysoulmate@gmail.com.
Man, our partners are not coming out of this well.
Imagine if we get a flurry of messages now.
No. Sarah.
If you'd like to audition to be Mickey's soulmate,
if we were saying this about you, then we would get a flurry of messages.
No, I think we're going to be inundated. I think we're going to have to move locations.
My mental health is bad and I'm going grey.
Cool. She can't listen to jazz.
And I can't listen to a saxophone. Please, message now.
Some people are into that shit, you know?
Yeah. It'll be some weird person's fetish.
Okay, this is a near miss moment from Kate.
Kate, thank you so much for writing in. Okay. This is fun. We forgot that sometimes we used to ask people to do this.
We forget. This podcast is the shell of what it used to be.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better.
It's a better shell.
Everyone loves shells.
Yeah. Famously, everyone loves shells. Yeah. Egg.
C.
Garage.
Oh, you are good at this.
Thank you.
Improv.
I ran out, Captain.
Oh.
Now I'm starting to see how
Honey,
cool
give
you
me
were.
My butt. I'm going improv.
You can't improvise an ass like that. You got to write that down. You got to workshop it.
You can't improvise an ass.
You should have seen it, guys. Could barely fit on the stage. I was taking up so much room in the wings.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's do it.
When you said that there was a kiss on the cheek.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, this is Kate's near miss moment.
I wish you could have all seen Sarah's face when they said that. I'm so excited.
So happy with
so
that.
So excited.
Oh, great right, stuff.
Kate.
In October 2023. Shall I read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Sarah, Mickey, and Lucas.
Aww.
Hey.
I have a near miss moment that I wanted to share with you. In October 2023, which is last year.
Yes.
At the time of recording. I split up with my partner of almost 6 years.
Whoa.
There were a lot of reasons why, and it was quite a drawn-out breakup. But one thing that was really bothering me...
That's how I like him too.
A drawn-out breakup.
Oh, real drawn-out.
Oh,
yeah. Over years sometimes. Num, num, num.
All right. We'll get into that in a minute. One of the things that was really bothering me was that I'd been thinking for a long time about my gender identity and my partner had not really been willing to discuss it or be supportive of it.
Yeah, block.
That sucks.
Block.
Full block. Around the same time this was happening, I also started listening to a new podcast, which quickly became my new favourite. I listened to every free episode in about a month. And then
if this is not our podcast.
A Patreon. Imagine if I haven't read this before, so imagine if this is an abusive message.
If this isn't our fucking
and I
podcast.
The end of this message is just going, I've listened to one episode of yours, and let me say my near miss is that I will never be listening to it again. I became a Patreon member. It really cheered me up after my breakup. I also got to listen to one of the hosts discussing their top... Oh, it's us. Oh, my God, it's us. Oh, top surgery. No.
How do you know?
how supportive their partner is and just generally hear them be joyful and a happy person. Oh. In case I haven't made it obvious, I'm talking about thank fuck for that.
Thank fuck for that.
Oh, this is so nice. This is very nice. This is a compliment.
Yeah.
What did you think?
This is my favourite kind of email. Not only has this podcast made me laugh so much throughout some really tough moments. Oh, Kate. I've also allowed myself to properly think about myself as non-binary for the first time in my life and start to really explore and embrace it. I've cut my hair. I've started talking to friends about it. And today, the day before what would have been my 6-year anniversary with my ex-partner, I'm wearing a binder for the first time and I love it. Oh, this is the nicest thing I've ever heard. Oh,
are you a saxophone? I'm going to cry.
He's crying. Oh, no. Oh, God. It's too much jazz. It's too much jazz. Oh, so God.
That's so nice.
And then she's added like an audio file and it just says, this is me playing the saxophone. They have, I should say.
Oh, my they God. Have.
Congratulations, Kate.
Congrats.
This may not sound like a near miss, but I feel like I found your podcast at exactly the right time and it's helped me so much over the past few months. I don't think I would have got to this point with my gender identity this quickly without it. Hearing Sarah's experiences, as well as Mickey and Lucas, be so supportive and not treating it like a big deal has been so helpful for me. I just wanted to say thank you for all making this podcast, for making me laugh, and thank you to Sarah for being so open about your surgery. Thank you, and I hope you're all doing well, Kate.
Kate.
That's the nicest email we've ever got.
That is so nice.
That's so nice. And I did not know that I thought that was just going to be them being like, one time I nearly got hit by a car.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Man, that's so nice.
That's so great, Kate.
Well, we really appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And we're so glad you're doing well. And your partner sounds like trash.
Yeah.
I know that's not the blocked. Takeaway. That's not the blocked. Takeaway.
The partner is the ex partner is blocked, and you are
free.
What's the opposite of blocked? Free.
What's the opposite of blocked?
Free.
Viral.
In.
In.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for writing.
Thank you for writing.
And that's just a reminder that anyone can write us stuff like this.
Anybody can make Mickey cry at any moment.
If we've changed your life, if your life story will make me feel the equivalent of saxophone. Ben, please write in.
I just love that now, anytime you get upset or cry, I'm going to shout, it's too much jazz.
Too much jazz. It's too much jazz. You know what's fun about it as well is that, like, I've now had a jazz breakdown and a musical theater breakdown. I'm going to go through all the genres.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What's next?
What's next?
I hope it's R&B.
You want it to be R&B?
A breakdancing breakdown.
It could be like country. Like I haven't listened to the new Beyonce album, but it could be like.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, you love country
music. I love it so much. But yeah, I think you could definitely have like a really inappropriate breakdown to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can't break down in front of.
And then I smash things to lemonade.
We believe in you.
Your possibilities are limitless.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much for believing in me.
A bossa nova breakdown.
A bossa nova breakdown. That would be pretty good.
That sounds good.
That would be pretty good.
Sounds good.
I was like 22, I was in Canada and I was like dating this guy and he said, do you like bossa nova? And I was like, they're a great band.
Oh, Oh, God.
Oh, that's great.
That's something to cry about later.
Isn't that so fun? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we've all done that at some point.
I think
like,
he had a bossa nova breakdown and started crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, well, he had a breakup. He was like, no.
Oh, we're done.
And we're done.
I had one once. I went, first time I ever went to the restaurant to Shoom. So yeah. I'd right. not long moved to London. Moving to London, looking back, I realized how much food I had not ever tried.
Yeah,
I'd never
tried
things like sushi or anything like that. Like all of this was world like opened up to me.
I had no chopstick skills.
No. We went to Shoom. We went for my cousin's birthday, and I was there with my aunt and uncle and my two cousins. So it was the five of us. And my cousin Josh, who'd booked the restaurant, he'd been before, like, ordered a load of stuff at the table, was like, you've got to try all this stuff. And he was like, he said to me, like, oh, try this paneer. And I, like, tried it. I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. And I turned to him and I said, it's kind of like cheese. And he went, oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, no.
It's kind of like cheese. And then I went home to my girlfriend at the time. And I was like, I tried this stuff called paneer. It's great. It's kind of like cheese. And she was like, oh, that is cheese. That is. I was like, why didn't he tell me?
I don't know. I feel like he could have. He was like clearly like showing you.
Yeah,
his
I
new
don't know.
World.
I was like, oh, Sarah, it's cheese.
A whole
he just went, yeah, yeah. I guess it kind of is.
Maybe
you dumb fuck.
Maybe the exact thing happened to him. Someone he tried paneer and he was like, it's kind of like cheese. And someone made the same joke, and now he thinks it's like
maybe
cheese.
He thinks
as well.
It's funny. Yeah,
or he thinks it's like cheese. He doesn't know it's cheese either.
Maybe he doesn't know what cheese is.
Yeah.
Message him now.
Do you know
what cheese?
Do you know what cheese is? Send him a quick text. It's horrible when you realise how dumb you are in hindsight.
Well, it's just funny when you're young and you don't feel like you can say, I don't know what that
is.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know?
I love saying, I don't know what that
is. I say it all the time now. Like, I don't know what most things are.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And I love saying that.
I think that's like, you go through like life and then like, I think 17, 18 is like the pinnacle of when you think you know the most.
Mm.
And then you just slowly start going
downhill trajectory.
Yeah, and then you slowly, because you open yourself up to more, so then you realize that there's actually
I'd like a transitionary period where somebody would say something to me like, oh, like, do you know what this thing is? And I would go, no, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
And it's like, the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no.
You don't think you do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. It's just, it's okay.
It's just say no. What is that?
Hey guys.
Is it cheese? Oh, it's
normalize
cheese.
Normalize not knowing stuff. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting into 2022.
Yeah.
With my with my tone.
2022.
No, people still use that. I saw a video.
Yeah, but it's already like it's on its way out, surely.
Oh yeah.
It's normalized blah blah blah, surely on its way out. That means I'm just about grasping.
I think we should normalize saying things that are on their way out, though.
Ooh! Right?
Wow.
Straight back into 2024.
I think that would be sick.
Yeah. Before it's on its way out, it becomes meta and then it's gone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you did the meta thing.
Oh, I'm so clever.
You are so clever.
I don't know what
despite
that is.
Despite not knowing so many things.
I don't know anything.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I just saw a video of someone being like, normalize not knowing things. I didn't know that you couldn't just pick fruit off of trees and eat it.
Is that real?
Yeah, it was an American woman, and she was like, her friend was around, and she was like, oh, you have a lot of lemons. And then she was like, oh yeah, I use them in cooking. And she was like, but why do you buy them? She's like, because I need them. She's like, no, you have a lemon tree outside your apartment. And she was like, you don't have to do anything to the lemons. Hey,
Normalize it.
She didn't know.
Normalize it.
You gotta normalize it. This is what we mean. You have to normalize everything.
I don't want
to
normalize that.
She was only 28.
Think that.
I didn't even know what a lemon was until I was.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that just saying normalize not knowing things should be an excuse for everything.
No.
Right? Like, I think that person should have been told in childhood.
Yeah.
That lemons grow on trees.
And you can eat them.
And they're edible.
Yeah.
Everyone in the comments was like, this is a solely American experience.
How is that possible?
Because they like capitalize everything, so they wouldn't want you to know about the fact that fruit is free from a tree.
What else doesn't she know? Does she know that
we got to get in touch with her.
We got to get in touch. Does she know how to skin a cow?
Does she know how to change the tire on a bike?
This is
how, because Mickey can help.
All things.
Does this go all the way to the top? Does she not know how to skin a cow?
This is all things I think everyone knows. Does she know how to change a bicycle tire?
Is she paying for beef?
Guys, should we go to Patreon?
Oh yeah.
How long have we
done 47 mins.
47 mins. I feel like if you didn't think this was enough, you're blocked.
I don't. I mean, the theme of today's episode is blocking.
Yeah.
And
I think I've shared enough.
And if you don't support us, we will block you.
Oh, please come with us to Patreon.
Sign up to Patreon.
Or
you're blocked.
Or you're blocked.
Everybody's so nice on our Patreon.
Everyone's the best on our Patreon.
You gotta get that.
Come join. We're gonna hear this story of Sarah.
The atmosphere is nice. The water is warm.
Yep.
There are
no sharks in the water.
There are no sharks. There are no saxophones.
There are.
It is a jazz-free zone.
Big-breasted women sleeping in attic bedrooms. It's everything you could possibly want.
Ooh, yeah. And I want to go there now. So thank you so much. Ooh. So thank you so much for listening to us here. Come join us on Patreon. Come follow us.
Follow us. Why aren't you following us yet?
Sarah, how's your Australian dates?
Apparently they're good, is all I've been told. I haven't been told, but apparently they're good, as in like the sales?
Yeah.
Apparently they're good.
I'm saying, do we need to plug this? Or?
Oh, yeah, no, we need to plug it.
Oh, okay.
No. Like, apparently
go
they're like
Sarah.
Solid, but we've got a long way to go.
Melbourne and one Sydney date?
One little Sydney date.
Yeah, lovely.
One teeny weeny Sydney date.
Go see Sarah. Come see Lucas and mine work in progress.
Whippies, little whippies.
Whippies. Come join me as I whippy it up.
Yeah.
Like cream.
Like a big bowl of cream.
I'll be whipping up cream.
I'll be wearing my bust.
Oh, now that is a promise.
And my behind, my fake bum.
Yeah.
If it can fit on the stage.
You're
people say I got a lot of presents already. I don't need
come
more.
On as Beatrice.
I'm a big presence.
Too much. This is too much stage presence.
So thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You'll hear us next time.
We appreciate you. We really do.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.